Hello guys, I am Gulf Sambi. This is the fourth episode of Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So let's start. Chapter 4, The History of Taxes and the Power of Corporations. Many people see Robin Hood as a hero, taking from the rich and giving to the poor. Rich Dad did not share that opinion. He called Robin Hood a crook. Though the popular sentiment is that the rich should pay more in taxes and give to the poor, in reality, it is the middle class that is heavily taxed, especially the educated upper income middle class. To understand how this happened, Robert gives a brief history of taxes. In England and America, originally there were no taxes, only occasional temporary levies to pay for such things as wars. In 1874, England made income tax a permanent levy on its citizens. In America, the land where a tax on tea led to Boston Tea Party protest and helped ignite the Revolution War. The adoption of the 16th Amendment in 1913 made an income tax permanent. These countries were able to get tax accepted by the majority because they were first levies only against the rich. However, although income tax was designed to punish the rich, it would have punishing those who had voted for it, the poor and middle class. Rich Dad explained that he and Poor Dad were opposite. Poor Dad as a government employee were rewarded if he spent money and hired people, making his organization larger. But for Rich Dad, the fewer people he hired and the less money he spent, the more he was respected by his investors. And as the government grew, so does the amount of tax dollar needed to support it. Poor Dad sincerely believed the government should help poor. He and Robert Mom worked for the Peace Corps, training volunteers to go to Malaysia, Thailand, and the Philippines. They were always seeking more grants and budget increase so they could hire more people. For Robert, it was a challenge to work for one of the biggest capitalists in its town and go home to a prominent government leader. It was not easy to know which dad to believe. But over time, as Robert studied the history of taxes, he saw interesting perspective. As the government appetite for money grew, taxes soon needed to be levied on the middle class, and from there it kept trickling down. But the rich saw an opportunity because they don't play the same set of rules. Corporation, which became popular in the day of sailing ship, offer a way around taxes. Understanding the legal corporate structure gave the rich a steep advantage and allowed them to outsmart the intellectuals. The government ideal is to avoid having excess money. If you fail to spend your allotted fund, you risk losing it in the next budget. Business people, on the other hand, rewarded for having excess money and are applauded for their efficiency. And as the government continue its ideal and spend more and more money, more taxes, this time on the middle class and eventually the poor, were needed. A corporation is simply a legal document that creates a legal entity. It is not really a thing, not a factory or a group of people, but it offers a lower income tax rate than individuals have, and certain expenses can be paid by a corporation with pre-tax dollars. If those who get up and go to work at their job and pay taxes could only understand the way the rich play the game, they could too. The problem is, the harder you work in a job, the more you must pay the government. Taxes end up punishing the very people who voted them in. Attempt to punish the rich rarely work because the rich find way to minimize their tax burden on such way in Section 1031 of the International Revenue Code, which allow a seller to delay paying taxes on a piece of real estate than it sold for capital gain through an exchange for more expensive of real estate. As long as you keep trading up in value, you won't be taxed on the gain until you liquidate. Those who don't take advantage of these savings are missing a chance to build their asset column. In all the years Rich Dad was guiding Robert, he was trying to teach him that knowledge is power, and with money comes great power that requires the right knowledge to keep it up and make it multiply. Without that knowledge, the world pushes you around. The tax man is a bully who will always take more if you let him. Don't let him by making your money work for you. A smart tax consultant and attorneys are worth their cost, as it is still cheaper than paying the government. It is expensive to not know the law. In the mid-20s, where he was just out of Marine Corps and working for Xerox, Robert was disappointed how much was taken out of his paycheck. It motivated him to form his corporation in 1974 and work harder at his day job to amass as much money as possible to invest in real estate. He became one of the top salesmen at Xerox and in less than 3 years was making more in real estate holding corporation than he was at Xerox. His company brought him his first Porsche, proved that the plan was working. The lesson he learned from Rich Dad helped him break out of proverbial rat race at an early age, and he wanted to help others do the same. Financial IQ and or financial intelligence is what makes that possible. It is made up of 4 things: accounting, financial literacy or the ability to read numbers and evaluate the strength and weakness of any business. Investing, the science and strategy of making money. Understanding market, the science of supply and demand, the market conditions and the law, tax advantage and protection. Understanding those legal advantages is profound when it's come to long-term wealth. For instance, a corporation can pay expenses before paying taxes, whereas an employer gets taxed first and must try to pay expenses on what is left. Board meeting in Hawaii, car payment and insurance, and health club membership can be pre-tax expenses for a corporation. Corporation also offer legal protection from lawsuit. When someone sues a wealthy individual, they are often met with lawyers of legal protection and often find that the wealthy person actually own nothing. They control everything but own nothing. Robert argued those who own legitimate asset to find out more about corporation benefit and protection. Carrot Sutton book are among many that can help. Business owner with corporation. Earn, spend and pay taxes. Employee who work for corporation. Number 1, earn. 2, tax pay. 3, spend. Left hemisphere movement. Accounting is financial literacy or the ability to read numbers. This is a vital skill if you want to build an empire. The money you are responsible for, the more accuracy is required or the house comes troubling down. Right hemisphere movement. Investing is the science of making money. This involves strategy and formula which you can creative side of their brain. Subconscious movement. Understanding market is the science of supply and demand. You need to know the technical aspect of the market, which are emotion driven in addition to the fundamental or economic aspect of an investment. Thank you for hearing.